Father, it's been a privilege to magnify your Son. We've been too long a-doing it. He deserves to be proclaimed in every service, lifted up, magnified, and exalted, and praised, and extolled, reverenced, worshipped, loved, served, obeyed. Oh, Father, we ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus, you'll touch our hearts tonight when we consider how great your Son is and how we've done so little in esteeming him. We feel shamed. We feel guilty. We feel condemned. And when we've exalted ourselves and thought we were so big, we were so high, so mighty, so important, Lord, we're just a speck of nothing. Dear Jesus, you increase in our heart tonight. We're here decreasing. We're getting out of the way. We want to see you in control of your own church. You're the head of the church. And, oh, head of the church, take over. You have all power, all might, all wisdom. You can bring revival here so quick that it even make our heads spin. We pray that as we commit this church into your hands, that you will oversee it. Lord God of heaven, that no man will be able to run this church. Amen. No man will be able to take it under his control, including this preacher, oh God. You are the head, and we bow in reverence to you. And we entreat you tonight, O Savior and Lord and Master, who said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, move in this house. Move in this house, King of glory, and move upon every one of our hearts. And Lord, if there's a soul here in this place that you put it in their heart to come that's unsaved, undone, lost, on their way to a devil's hell, without you and without hope in their heart, they heard who you are, and may they receive you tonight as their Savior, their Lord, and their Master. And be there a Christian who has cooled off, become lukewarm, drifted away, become a Lord has been. We pray that you will, Lord, restore them back to yourself, and that you will be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. On the throne of their heart you will reign, and they will abdicate the throne tonight. And, oh God, restore that backslider to yourself. And we pray that you will fill believers with the Holy Ghost and sanctify us all too. And, Lord Jesus, just do what all needs to be done, not only for bodies in the healing power, but, Lord, help us to get all ready, to be ready when you come again, our heavenly bridegroom, our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Cause it to be that we are not a one be lost that came within the sound of the gospel tonight. For this we entreat thee for in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, Father,
yes.
We thank you tonight,
yes,
for the privilege of knowing you. The privilege, Lord God of heaven, of seeing what you will do when we get a wholly yielded and a wholly consecrated and a wholly dedicated to thee. We praise you, Father, for this church and for the movings of your precious Spirit here. And now, Lamb of God, you do a deeper work in your servant's heart, as well as in the heart of these your children. We know, Lord, there's a lot of moving up that we don't realize how much we've got to go to get all the way into the full blessing. But we want the full blessing. I want our hearts full, Lord. So full, there's no room for the devil to dump anything in there.
Amen.
Oh, grant it so in the name of Jesus our Savior. And we'll praise you for the answer. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
in the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for thy word. We welcome thee to lead us and be our guide. We know, Lord, that we could easily miss the way, for there's so many voices speaking, calling us this way and that way, claiming this is right and that is. But, Lord, we pray that your word will be a lamp to our feet, to a light to our pathway, and that your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth and take the things of thine and show them unto us. But we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Master. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Father, deliver us from self-righteousness, that the righteousness that we have is that which we receive by Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord God of heaven, make us in our hearts so pure and clean and holy that we abhor that which is evil, and we cleave to that which is good. Help us to live uprightly and godly in this present evil world. We know, Lord Jesus, you're coming for a church to present it to yourself that is without spot, without wrinkle, but that it should be holy and without blame before thee in love. And we want to be in that kind of a church, the kind that you're coming for, that is without spot and without blemish or any such thing. You said, but that we should be holy and without blame before thee in love. Dear Lord, work in our hearts and help us to really measure up to the experience and grace that causes us to be truly walking with thee. We want to walk with you, Lord. We know no better company, and we appreciate your presence. We need more of you. Help us to plow deeper and to get in there closer to your heart. And we'll praise you and thank you for the answer in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Father, I want to thank you this morning for the believer's walk. As you told us and admonished us in Ephesians 5 and 15, that we are to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Lord, you said that walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And again, you said this, Lord, that if we walk in the light as you are in the light, we'll have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, will cleanse us from all sin. Lord, we know that blood cleansing can only be ours to keep clean when we walk in the light. Those that walk in darkness, you say that they say that they're walking with you and yet walk in darkness, they lie and they do not the truth. My Father, we ask you this morning to help us to walk in thy light, the light of thy word. For you said the entrance of thy word giveth light and understanding unto the simple. Be there a man or woman here this morning, Lord, unsaved, outside of the family of God, outside of the ark of safety, that is not ready for your coming. Lord, we pray that this morning thy Holy Spirit will speak to them and open the eyes of their understanding to see that there is a change, a transformed life available all in the new birth, that we can walk this straight and narrow way that leadeth to eternal life. And we pray that many shall follow in that way this morning. Those who have been drifting, those who have been careless and neglectful and have not searched your word and how you want us to walk, Lord, help us to really get in there and give ourselves a spiritual checkup to see that we're really walking as you would have us to. But we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you this morning that you said in your word, they that are Christ have crucified the old man with its affections and lusts. You said also in your word, Lord, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. We're glad, Lord, that there can come deliverance of that old nature, that Adamic nature that is at enmity against thee. May your work of divine sanctification in our heart bring us to a place where we can have dominion over that which once held us down and hindered us in our walk with you. I know there are many here who would love to walk closer to you. And they said, when I try to get in there close, it seems like I'm tempted more than ever. Lord, we know the devil is always after those who want to get close to you, really want to walk with you. But I pray that you will this day give victory and dominion and power over all of the influences of the powers of darkness. that we can walk with Thee in unbroken fellowship like dear old Enoch did. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, since we're not our own, we're stewards. And You told us over there in 1 Corinthians 4:2 that we are stewards and we're going to give an account of our stewardship. Whether it's our body or our actions, our activities, the very way that we conduct ourselves, the manner of our life. Lord, help us so do conscientiously, carefully, faithfully, and with an eye single to Your glory, that when we give an account in that day, we'll hear You say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joys of thy Lord. Because you've been faithful over a few things, I will make you a ruler over many things." So Lord, help us with the little things, the little details of our life and how we spend our time, even, Lord, that we'll do it with wisdom. And we will use it, Lord, for Your honor and for Your glory. That when we see Thee in that day, we will not meet You with fear, but we will meet You gladly to hear You say, "Well done," because we have done well. And we know that You won't just butter us up, and You won't give us just a nice flattering talk if we have done terribly and sorry, like, that You'll tell it like it is. Lord, we want to hear good words from You because we've done well. So help us to give You our best, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
God, raise up more who will lift up their voice like a trumpet and cry aloud and spare not and show Your people their sin and the house of God their transgression. And turn us back to the old paths, oh God, we pray, wherein lies the good way, where we can enjoy the glorious presence and the power of our God in our lives, where it's easy to live the Christian life because we're full of the power of God. Where we can say no to temptation, no to sin, and no to the devil and mean it. Because, Lord God, You on the inside are greater than he who is on the outside. Dear Lord, stand up in me this morning. Stand up in me, Lord. Help me to declare Your word in no uncertain sound. And to shout it out, Lord God, even from the housetops, that there is a...
Father, we thank You today for Jesus. What a glorious privilege we have of being united to Thee forever as Your heavenly bride. Thou art faithful, loving bridegroom. One that all can be proud of, one that will never let us down, never disappoint us, never break our heart. Lord, there's nobody like You. We treasure our relationship to Thee, to enter into the treasures You've laid up there on the other side for us. They're all secondary. Lord, we thank You for the true riches, but we know that in those true riches, which will inheritance forever, that cannot perish, Lord, to have Your presence is worth more than the wealth of this world. We thank You, Lord. You've said in Your word, we have this treasure in an earthen vessel, these bodies of ours, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We thank You for Christ in us, the hope of glory. And Lord, this morning, help us to conduct ourselves as the children of the King, as Your redeemed and blood-bought people. There is so much in this world to discourage and to make hearts heavy. But Lord, when we get to seeing who we are, You said we are a chosen generation, that we are a royal priesthood, that we are a holy nation, that we should show forth the praises of Him who hath called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Thank You that we heard the call and we've answered it. You call us to holiness and we're glad we've answered that call. And we didn't shy away from it either, because we know that holiness becometh thy kingdom, O Lord. And you even said in your word concerning holiness, be ye holy, for I am holy, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you unto myself, and I'll be a father to you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah to thy great name. Lord, we're glad that you claim ownership of us, and we're glad that you do own us. We've been bought with a price. Now help us to glorify you in our bodies and in our spirits, which belong to thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless.
Father, as we close this fellowship around your holy word, we don't want to be wasters of our time, or wasters of our talents, or wasters of our treasures. Lord, we don't want to squander that which has been entrusted to us. Help us to be good stewards, that when the accounting day comes, we'll hear thy good words saying, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joys of thy Lord, prepared for thee from the foundation of the world. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.